You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
This made us chuckle a couple of days ago. Jen with two N's. Jen wrote in and said, boys, can you tell me how my boyfriend could get into radio? He has the all-time sexiest voice, and he'd be great. Now, our response to that was, well, it's radio anymore. It doesn't matter what your voice sounds like, because we don't have radio voice with the stereotypical radio voices.
Yeah.
But, you know, we thrive on the radios because we have fun. We know what to say.
Stories, we make you laugh.
It's what comes out of your mouth, not the voice and
right.
Stuff like that. But anyway, having said that, there were a few years ago where we did this thing called the Sexy Voice Contest, and both men and women called in because they've always been told that they just have a beautiful, sexy voice.
Mm-hmm. Call now.
What would your sexy Bieber?
I have to default to my Bieber voice. Hey girl, I'm calling the Dom and Jeremy show.
Yeah. That's your sexy voice?
I think so.
Sounds like your idiot voice.
Hey, girl. Hey. You know, that's pretty darn sexy. I don't know.
Is it?
Well, what's yours, big talker?
I've told you I don't have one.
Cool now.
Hey, everybody. It's Dom on the radio. I don't have one. The lines are ringing.
They're lighting up. All right.
Hi, Liz. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
So,
hi, Liz.
Talk to us a little bit. Tell us what you're doing this weekend so we can get a feel for that sexy voice.
Well, I am getting my daughter ready for college, so she has her prom today on good old 420, go figure, and just kind of chilling.
Yeah, I think you're all right, Liz. I mean, it's okay.
I like your sense of humor, I know that. Well, listen, thank you for calling and talking to us. Yeah. You have a great weekend, okay?
Good luck, Liz.
Thank you, guys. Have a wonderful day.
You okay. Too.
Bye-bye. She didn't turn you on?
No.
Oh. Here's Rush. Good morning, Rush. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi, Rush.
So glad you called.
Let's hear your voice.
What are you doing this weekend?
Well, this weekend I'm going to Breckenridge.
See, I feel like a voice needs to be sexy in any sort of situation. So, say I'm the pizza guy on the phone, Rush, and you're ordering a pizza. Order a pizza in your sexy voice.
Hi, could I please get a sausage pizza?
Would you like anything else on that?
Peppers, green peppers.
How do you want your crust?
A thin crust.
I mean, it would have been sexier to say thick.
Yeah. Right.
Listen, Rush.
All right, Rush.
Thank you so much for calling us.
Thanks.
Okay, bye. Rush. Bye.
So far, so good.
We have a couple Shannons on the line. Here's Shannon 1. Hi, Shannon. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
All right. So you've been told you have a sexy voice, eh?
Absolutely. My whole life.
Really? All right. Now pretend that you are calling the cable company because you're dissatisfied with your service and you want to cancel. What would that sound like?
Well, it'd be a little bit irate, so I don't think it'd be too sexy.
Well, make it sexy.
Make it sexy, Jeremy.
Tell them your Wi-Fi's down. Your Wi-Fi's down. What's wrong? Can I help you? This is Xfinity. Can I help you?
Yeah, you know, I'm really having a problem here with my connection at home. Can you help me?
Yeah, we'll send somebody right
we'll
over.
We'll send somebody right over, ma'am. We'll get you on the list.
But can I just interject that I think that Rush needs to spank the pizza delivery guy?
Well, yes, you can. You just did.
Well, Shannon, smoke them if you got them.
Stay sexy, Shannon.
You have a great weekend, okay?
You as well. Thanks, guys.
Three for three. This is going good. Get John. Shannon, too. All right.
Shannon, number two. Hi, Shannon, number two.
Shannon, number two. What's up?
Not too much. How are you boys doing?
Are you familiar with the Pledge of Allegiance?
Yes, I am.
Can you say it in your sexy voice?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
That's it, huh?
Well, you made me come to attention.
Really?
Yeah, it's the flag.
God bless America.
I was military brat.
All right, Shannon.
Shannon number two, you are delightful.
Well done, madam. Thank you so much
for calling us.
Thank you, boys.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Well, I think, you know, we've got Sylvia and Cassie on the line to represent the ladies. How about we move over to the guys for a minute?
Get John. Do John.
John's second guy. First guy is Jerry. Hello, Jerry. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. So you've been told you have a sexy voice, huh?
Yes, actually.
What's the scenario for him, Jer?
Say you're pulling up to Mickey D's. What's your order there in that sexy speaker?
Can I get a chicken salad with croutons, Southwest dressing?
You didn't seem so excited about that dressing choice.
What would you like to drink, sir?
Yeah, what can we get you to drink?
Diet Coke. Side of water.
That's so bad.
You know, the side of water is a good touch.
It's really so bad.
It's a good touch, buddy.
I'm crying. Jerry, you have a good voice, sir.
You're wonderful. You have a great weekend, all right, cowboy?
You as well.
Okay, bye-bye.
Oh, my God.
What's the matter over there?
It's just so bad.
What do you mean bad? These people are all sexy. They are oozing sex.
This is not what I was expecting.
Every one of them are sexy in their own way.
Yeah, Southwest dressing.
Here's John. Hello,
yes.
John, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, Pat.
There it is.
Oh,
there it is, John.
Right. And I got to agree with Shannon. Rush doesn't even hold a candle.
Well, here, listen. Let's do your pizza.
Rush was a woman, I know. Believe, so.
Let's do your pizza scenario. You're calling Domino's to order your pizza. What are you ordering tonight, John?
Oh, can I get an extra large, super cheesy, extra pepperoni?
Mm. You can have whatever you want, I would imagine.
I would think so. Did you want anything else to go with that? Yeah. A panini or anything?
No, but send your hottest delivery chick. Mm.
If the delivery chick is actually as beautiful as you imagine, then what are you going to invite her to do? Keep it clean, but what would you like for this weekend? How would you like to entertain her this weekend?
Oh, no. I just make sure to give her a big, big tip.
All right.
Shut up, John. Listen, hold on the line, all right? Don't go away.
Somehow I knew that was coming, that line.
Hello, Sylvia. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Tom. How are you?
Are we on a speaker or something with you? It sounds very muffled.
No speaker.
It's just
I'm
going to
put
voice.
You back on hold.
Yeah.
Can we get Sylvia's phone a little bit better? We're having a hard time hearing her. Cassie, good morning. Hi.
Good morning, boys.
Hi, Cassie. All right, so I want you to imagine now, what's the scenario now? Let's say you're inviting me to go on a picnic. Can you describe for me what's going to be going on at this picnic?
Well, Dom, first, we're going to find a really secluded spot, somewhere high with a good view. We'll have nice white wine, some cheese, bread, just you and me in the afternoon.
I think you lost him with the white wine, though.
Yeah, I'm a red wine drinker, but still.
That one's really good, Cassie.
That was good.
You're really good.
You may be the leader in the clubhouse.
No, you are the lead.
For the women.
Oh, no, you are.
Will you hold on for us, please, Cassie?
Please hold.
I would love to.
Oh, yeah. There we go.
Hey, Brian, good morning.
What's up, big boy?
Okay, hold on.
And back on hold. All right.
Time for one more. It's Debbie. Good morning. Good morning, Debbie.
Hi, good morning, my guys. How are you?
We're so good. What are you doing this weekend, Debbie?
Well, I'm actually house shopping.
Yeah, so say you walk into the perfect house, Debbie, this weekend. How would you describe it?
Well, it's going to be big and beautiful because I like to chase people around the house.
You like to chase people around the house?
Yeah. I don't want to say too much more.
No.
But yeah.
No, it's all right.
We get
these
the gist.
Counters are so big.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
All right, hold on.
All right, Debbie.
Now, here's what I'm going to do.
Cassie?
I'm going to conference call John and Cassie. I want you two to talk. Now, you two keep it clean, but I want you to talk to John. You start the conversation with Cassie, please, all right?
Well, good morning, Cassie.
Hi, John.
Oh, you guys are killing me. I'm a married man. You know that, right?
That's all right. Let's pretend like you're asking her out on a date or something.
Yeah, what would you say?
Cassie, you like to go to a movie tonight?
Oh, John, I would love to. I have nothing on my agenda. Can we pick something scary so I can cuddle up next to you and you'll keep me safe?
Always. Always.
I think we intimidated John.
I know, he's freaking out right now.
He was a big talker when he first called.
My wife's standing right here. She's looking at me with big old eyes.
That's all right.
What are you doing?
Your wife is standing right there.
Oh, yeah.
All right, listen, we're going to put them both back on hold. Don't go away.
They both win.
We have winners.
Our two winners.
There we have winners. John for the boys, Cassie for the ladies, even though he completely chickened out.
Choked.
When we got to the end there. But how do you feel about this year's edition of the Sexy Voice Contest?
It was pretty, different. We had two good ones in there, I think.
Yeah.
I appreciate everybody that called, though.
Come on, everybody was sexy.
It's intimidating
in their own way.
Sure, they were.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Plus, you know, just to be able to perform on demand like that, when we say, hey, be sexy, I mean, could you do it? You couldn't do
Probably
it.
Probably not, no.
No.
I'd stumble. Funny.
All right, let's come up. John hung up.
He's like, I'm out.
You know what? He just got in trouble from his wife. He's getting yelled at right now. Oh, my God. He just got in trouble. John, you got a call back. We're going to tell your wife we're going to give you a nice prize.
Something you guys can go out to eat. Mm-hmm. Probably be Panera or something.
Well, now we may not do a sexy voice contest again for another 3 years.
I think that's probably best.
So I hope those of you who enjoyed it a lot, because you won't hear it.
This is it.